All right, everybody, welcome to the Yeah But Still Patreon episode this week. Brandon.
Premium.
Yes, sir. We have, hopefully we're going to be getting a returning guest, probably one of our most rare guests who I'm very, very excited to have back on, Danny's Hell's
yes.
Kitchen. I'm trying to think of how to best explain this if you're a new patron and didn't hear that episode or... maybe you're new to the podcast in general, but Danny is a current French prisoner. He is in prison
yes.
in France right now. And
he's a world-class chef.
World-class chef. He's been on this podcast before, actually early into the quarantine. He has a phone. He has a phone in prison. He has a lot of stuff in this cell. He's like a smuggler. But he's been on. Yeah,
he has like a very popular Instagram account where he documents the meals that he is cooking in prison, and they're nice meals.
They're literally good meals. But anyway, so Danny was kind of quiet for a while. In fact, it was like right after our podcast, he was, pretty much disappeared off the internet. Then I see a post from one of his friends who I also follow. This guy, like 187 Gangsters. It's like a weird combination of spellings because the accounts keep getting deleted. But he posted saying that Danny has been in solitary confinement for many months, basically. And then right after that,
right.
I see Danny. We both see Danny returning to Instagram with two amazing posts. Brandon, why don't you describe these?
It was. I remember the first one is... I guess he just Googled guy in jail. Like, it's a stock photo of a man in solitary confinement, like, looking sad.
His hands, like, his face in his hands, you know?
Yes, face in his hands, a stock photo actor. He's,
I have them
face
here,
in hands,
yeah.
Looking sad. Oh, do you have it?
Yeah, it says, solitary cell. I miss my followers. Crying emoji. And then the next one... is like another stock photo, like watermark and everything, and it says, I love my followers, especially that hot girl Devin, flames heart. And then he tags this girl Devin, and I'm obviously not gonna like post her Instagram, but she's just
sure,
like a random,
he did.
She's like a, yeah, he tagged her just like a random random girl with 1,000 followers. In fact, she may even listen to this podcast. I do not know who she is. But just like the funniest move. And also it was a relief in a way to learn, like, okay, solitary didn't break him. You know, he's still Danny for sure.
Right. He's back.
Coming out horny posting immediately.
Immediately horny posting.
Searching. Cause
fucking respect.
The funniest is that he really was in solitary confinement and he's posting these stock photos like, this was so hard. Devin, I miss you.
God damn.
So anyway.
Good for him.
We got to have him back on. I mean, when I saw that, I was immediately, you know, I've been talking to him, of course, but we're like, we got to get Danny back on this podcast. I've wanted to do it for a while anyway. So without further ado, let's, I'm going to try to patch Danny in right now and,
get him on the line.
10 PM in France right now. They're 9 hours ahead. So there's always a little hard. But hopefully in a second, we'll have Danny on the line anyway. Welcome to Yeah But Still.
I'm joking. Take it off. She was amazing because she did a lot of things on me.
She did a lot of things on you?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
She was good with me, man. She was good. No.
Yeah.
Because she was a bimbo, but very sexy. to tell you, to give you a vision, extra sexy woman. She contacted me, Italian style, you know, but, you know, but too much to me, for me, but kind of, well, it was too much for me. But anyway, she was very nice.
Wait, what do you mean Italian style?
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, Italians, you know, black hair, long, you know, like, you know, perky, big boobs. Anyway, beautiful black hair, you know, style.
Yeah, Italian. Okay, yeah.
And she gave me headaches, you know, of jealousy for nothing, who you talk to, you know, she calls me all the time, but she did everything. She was visiting me three times a week. She was very kind. She brought me everything I tell her to bring me to the prison, you know, on her. She was very courageous. Et voilà, c'est tout. So it ended up because I wasn't fit to stay with a woman like her. She was giving me too much headache.
Do you get
you know, with jealousy?
What are the visitations
like? I don't
want
to say like? why, but she was giving me too much headaches. It's finished. She came to visit me during 2 years. You know, it's important to have good people like this around you. You know, like they're good. They want to do good around you. You know, it's a virtuous circle. You know, virtuous circle. I don't know if
yeah,
you should say that.
Yeah, vicious circle.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds like it was too much aches, not enough head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, too much. You know, she was telling me some crazy stuff. You know, some crazy. And me had to, and you know what? I was because I'm not jealous. You know, and I have a long prison to do, and I'm not jealous. And I say, yes, mm-hmm. Go and see guys. No problem. And she was telling me, no, I will never do that.
Wait, can you?
And then she went. She went to get some sex with some guys, but me, it wasn't a problem with that. You know, I say, Gav, you are my girlfriend. You know, but voilà. You're free to do whatever you want to do. She was mad when I was telling her that. And when she fucked with one or two guys because I heard, you know, I know.
Yeah.
And then I was cool with that. I was happy. But she wasn't happy. And I say, go, oh, don't stop giving me headache. I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah. Wait, how do the visits work? Are you able to fuck in the...
Yes, you're able to fuck also.
Really?
Very honestly... Honestly, I don't want to play the guy, this and that. I never fucked, but I got sucked. And many, many times. Because I don't know, I wasn't feeling fucking. But
you didn't want to?
Oh, man. And I wasn't feeling fucking in that little room. I got sucked many times.
What's the room
cool.
like?
It was cool.
You got
it was
sucked
cool.
many times.
Yeah, it was cool.
Wow.